Keith Peters reporting President Biden is taking executive action to crack down on the number of migrants seeking asylum at the southern border. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With border security a top issue of concern for the American people, the president announced immediate restrictions on migrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. He admitted the border situation is out of control.
This action will help us gain control of our border. Restore order into the process.
Liberal Democrats and immigration advocates are unhappy with the White House plan, while Republicans accuse the president of election year politics. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The GOP wasn't buying it. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden has said for months he had run out of options for fixing issues at the border.
And now, suddenly, now he wants to issue some weak executive order. One, by the way, one executive order. Supposedly to try to address the issue. It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
The ACLU announced they would file a lawsuit against the executive order. Hotel operator Curtis Bashaw has won New Jersey's Republican Senate primary over Mendham Borough Mayor Christine Serrano Glassner, who was endorsed by former President Trump. Bashaw centered his campaign in part on ending one-party monopoly in New Jersey, where state government is led entirely by Democrats, and on sending a conservative to Washington. It's unclear whether that message will resonate with general election voters who have not elected a Republican to the Senate in over five decades. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 140 points, the Nasdaq rose 28, the S&P 500 advanced 8, and oil down to $73.25 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but there's a growing backlash against the LGBT agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on children. Some states have also barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms or competing in women's sports. There have also been efforts to ban drag performances or at least keep kids from attending them. Big business has been promoting the LGBT agenda for several years, but some companies are beginning to back off. This is SRN News. Uncertain times at the Washington Post following a hastily announced restructuring plan that led to the exodus of the newspaper's executive editor.
Sally Busby's temporary replacement met with staffers a day after a late-night email went out announcing the change. Under new publisher Will Lewis, the money-losing paper is trying to halt an exodus of readers and is setting up a new department primarily designed to think of ways to bring more people back. Busby reportedly had some concerns about the way the new initiative would work. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal health advisors have rejected the first-ever proposal to use MDMA as a treatment for PTSD. The non-binding vote is a potential setback for psychedelic advocates hoping to move the banned drugs into the mainstream. The experts cited flawed study data and the potential safety risks of MDMA. More details at srnnews.com.